Caller 678, state your business. This is Z Talk, baby.
What's going on, baby? This is the A to the L to the C, baby. It's a beautiful thing.
This is AC.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm here. I'm live. I'm in color.
The black Edmund man. The black Edmund man is on the line.
That I am. And I'm here.
We got a special guest. He's on the recording live shows. DJ Stroke is on the other line. AC, say hello to Mr. DJ Stroke. Stroke.
Yes, yes. Back
what it
out.
Is, baby. What it is.
It is all good. Trust me.
It's a beautiful thing, ain't it?
You know what? I got it. It's so good. It's so good over here. I got it framed all good over the bedpost.
Let me explain the show tonight. This is another story, the soap operas that we do on the other show on www.atazp.com. And I write them and just put myself in as the born loser every week. Basically, a lot of things is happening to TAZ. And we're going to go over the first 8 stories. I got 22 stories. Now, DJ Stroke was like in the first 14 or 15, something like that. And I got 22 of them. We're doing just 8, maybe 9, and a Z after the show go off. And people can go back on and listen to the show again. What I'm going to do, I'm going to open it up with story number 1, the very first story. Then I'm going to get DJ Stroke and AC's reaction to this first story. If you got kids listening, send them to bed because it's rated R and X off in here. This is the first story of another story on ATAZP Live, baby.
The pastor said he was on
T, what's that noise?
Man, that's a phone, dog. Wait a minute. I answered. Hello?
Hey, T-A-Z, you better tell that bitch
beep.
That her motherfucking beep. Ass will be whipped by me if she does not leave me alone. Bye, fucker.
Beep! Dang! This is bull pit! Narrator takeover. I'm out of here. Bills, no.
T-A-Z frantically heads over to DJ Stroke's house to inform him on what happened with the phone call. Unbeknownst to T-A-Z, DJ Stroke received the same phone call.
Yo, Stroke, is me, T-A-Z, Trigger. Hell no.
Beep! I was just going to call you, bro.
Man, what's up? I just got a phone call from Brent tripping all out on the Trigger. I guess she ran into Bambi.
A deer?
And what a deer she is. Look, they mad because your boy seeing them both, man.
Bambi and Brent are fictitious names used to protect the writer. Go on, nigga.
Babe, I felt like we were put on freeze or something, man.
I felt like I couldn't breathe, like someone snatched the air.
Anyways, I was seeing them both. They getting ready to put the beat down on one another.
Let me get this straight. Two women are fighting over you?
Now this has got to be fictitious.
What was that?
Who was black? I couldn't make out the words, but it sounded like someone talking.
Someone talking in here. I don't know. Yes, two women are fighting over me.
There it goes again, black. You got ghosts in the trailer.
Forget that, man. The situation at hand, dog. You know I have a concert later on tonight.
Right.
We don't need these two crazies wrecking up the show. I have to put the fire out now.
Well, I agree, man. We got to do that. How are you going to do it? You just say, I'm sorry, and move on?
Two black women? Bills, no.
I'll give you one of them a call and try to find out where the head is. But just give us an idea on what to do next.
Cool. Here's the number. Got the phone, black?
Got it.
Yes?
Is this Bambi?
Yes, just like the deer.
Sounds more like less like a goat.
What was that?
Oh, I'm looking for a coat, my coat, you know. Anyways, I'm friends with T-A-Z, and...
Oh, hell
beep.
No. That dirty black
beep.
Son of a bitch.
Beep.
Motherfucker.
Beep. Man, I had to beep her beep.
So her head is in outer space?
I appear so.
What in the beep are we going to do? We don't need two black women fighting at my concert.
What will happen when the two women meet face to face? Stay tuned for more of another story.
Another story, number one. DJ Stroke, your comments on your acting ability. He over there crying, AC.
Yeah, I hear, man. I hear.
It's funny.
I can't believe you brought that one back.
It's the first one, dog.
I can't believe you brought that back. That's too much. That's too funny.
Hey, DJ Stroke, explain to AC how it is doing the other show over here. How much fun we be having?
I'm telling you. Listen, if you're not on deck checking it out, you're really missing something funny because we be doing some funny sets. Especially the bloopers is crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy for real. I remember when Ron was there, and we was doing the one when he was stuttering.
Oh, it's coming on.
Oh, it's coming up.
It's coming on.
Man, that had me.
So you mean y'all making it sound like, man, y'all just having a good time, just doing this thing.
We just
yeah.
sit back having fun. Really, we be having a lot of fun.
But one thing about this is that I write about three or four pages, and write lines for everybody that's here at that time and continue the story on out. As you see, I'm being stopped by two girls that's going to stop this concert that we supposed to be. I'm supposed to be having. And believe me, AC, the concert never goes off. You know what I'm saying? So we are in a dilemma at all times. Either we owe some money or something going down where we can't do nothing.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I think we have a visitor, Tickle Me Softly, Miss Beyond, from New York City.
On where?
On, she's listening in, I guess.
Oh, okay, then. Give her a shout out.
She gave a shout out. Yeah, I think she did.
Well, is it Tickle Me Softly? Is that that's her name?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Tickle Me Softly. Because I'm looking, and there is a guest in the chat room, guest 1164.
Okay.
And I don't know who that is, but guest 1164 is in the chat room. What I'm going to do again, we're going to go to number two. Remember, the first one is these two girls are after T-A-Z. That's the premise to the story, and they both liking him, and he done played them, and they both threatened to shut the concert down because he ain't professing love to one of them, or both of them. So, and the person that you hear speaking in the background is little T-A-Z as the narrator. That's the ghost that we say is in the trailer, or the ghost that follows me that we hear laughing out loud, and we don't know where this voice is coming from. So, here's number two, another story.
Left you, T-A-Z and DJ Stroke were getting ready for the concert that night, but there was a problem with Bambi and Bren, who threatened to come to the show and cause problems for T-A-Z, who, by the way, was visiting both of them.
Man, I hear that ghost here at the concert hall.
Yeah, father's here. So what are you going to do about those women, Black? Let it ride?
Man, I want to nip it in the bud, but before it starts, I guess I'll deal with it when it happens.
We need to smooth it over. I can see it now. T-A-Z concert was a hit. A hit on
his beep! Which reminds me, dog, you were late on the beats last time when Bambi...
What, the deer?
yeah, the deer. Cussed me out.
It was fast.
That's
cussing, bro.
I see. Just stay up on it, dog. You DJ Stroke. Oops. J-Bug. Stroke! You're just playing Stroke.
Let's not start that again.
I won't.
Well, let me answer this, Black.
You Stroke?
Yeah.
I got beef with you at T-A-Z.
About what?
Bren is my girl, and if she fights over T-A-Z, I may have to take both you punks out.
What? Hold up. What is the problem?
Dude, I just want my lady. She don't need to be fighting over anyone named T-A-Z.
Look, Black, I don't know you, but I assure you, T-A-Z is not interested in Bren. He does not want any trouble, so just chill.
Look, I'm no punk, man.
I'm not calling you a punk. Just chill out.
Watch your backs. Watch your backs.
Yo, Black. Hello? Hello?
Who was that on the phone, dog?
Man, some weak bitch. Claiming to be down with Brim. He said he wants to cap us both at the concert.
At the concert.
At the concert, niggas.
Beep.
This is getting to be a little freaky. Brim and Bandy wants to fight at the concert. Some jealous punk wants to cap us both at the concert. And this voice that's in the air may sing background at the concert.
At the concert?
Yeah, nigga, I can sing. La 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 la.
You right. That singing is freaky. Maybe dudes should come take us out right now. The agony of it.
Ha ha ha. Will the concert go off without incident? Will TAZ get me to sing background? Maybe, if the money's right. All this will be answered in another story.
Another story, too. I know DJ Stroke is tripping because he ain't heard this in about 2 years.
Nah, I sure didn't. I'm sitting back listening to it. I'm saying, I know Lil Taz, she over there doing her thing. I said, dang, he brought that way back. Because that right there, she just came in on there and she just laid it down and made it seem like it was nothing. And we sitting back saying, damn, all the times that we sit up there, we be practicing, trying to act it out, or sometimes we just go ahead and just read it. And she just come in and make it seem like it was just real, real simple for her. But you know what?
She's a narrator, so it's real simple.
Yeah. But she shows it like she got skills behind it. She made it sound natural.
So AC.
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
AC,
y'all wilding out, man, especially with that beep.
Oh, yeah, we try to get the beats in. Man, we can't get the beats in because you don't know when a bitch, oops, beat is on. You don't know when nobody's going to cuss on here. So, you know,
we try
to clean it up, but we even reading the script knowing it's coming and we can't still say it. So. But, yeah, TAZ is in trouble now because some dude is after them. That likes Bryn, and the two ladies still like TAZ, want to cause trouble at the concert. Like I said, this is a soap opera that continues and continues, but it's just basically about me and DJ Stroke, especially these first 15 shows that we did do. And I know DJ Stroke was like, a couple of times, man, he had me on the floor, especially when we were singing that one time. I don't know if the singing is coming in.
No, it ain't going to come in on that. I don't think that's gonna come in.
I don't know. I think it came in later shows, but I don't know, cause I know when you brought the that dude over there to talk about sports that one day. What was his name? Him and that kid was singing. They on here.
They are. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're on the first eight, like on the seventh one.
Okay. Wow, man, that's been some time, man.
That's about 2 years ago.
That tell you how long the DJ Stroke been on the road.
And it's an honor for you to come in here, sir, for the first time in 2-3 years.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
When I get back, I'm gonna go ahead and make sure that I put things down for real. We're gonna do
Stroke, if you don't mind me asking, so what you been doing with yourself for that open period of time?
Oh man, I've been taking care. I got two nephews I've been taking care of.
Yeah, okay.
And plus he had a new baby girl too, so.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to you, baby. Congrats.
Appreciate it.
We need more women in this world. Strong women out there.
Oh, they believe me. They out there. They out there.
As we know. I remember I took Sean down to Fort Benning. We went out one night.
Goodness.
Tell AC.
Oh, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't putting it.
Talk about it.
Listen, I was out there with a professional, okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was out there with a professional. He didn't have to do nothing. He just, where he walked, wherever his feet lied, you know, he must have already initialed every place he walked, because, I mean, people were just walking up, dap, hug, kiss. I mean, it was just foolish. It was just.
He said, "Man, you was a man down here." I tried to tell him I was the man down here.
Man, everywhere he walked.
Down in Fort Benning when I was stationed out in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, okay, yeah, Columbus, Georgia,
I had brought him down there a long time. It was a long time ago when you. That's the first time we went there. Like when I first got up here, like about I guess a year after we knew each other, and then I took him down there. And it was foolish, straight foolish.
Very foolish. I was just like, whoa.
He was like, whoa, all night long, whoa. You know her? You know her? You know? Yeah, dog, I know the whole city. So, just go on and help yourself. You want an introduction.
Man, I'm telling you, it was just like that.
It was just crazy, man. But we're going to get up to this number three because this is an hour show. Trying to get eight of these skits in. As we last left, it was a dude after TAZ, whose name is The Dude, and two women still wanting to wreck the concert hall. This is another story, part three.
Welcome to another story.
Look here, you punk beast! UTAZ and DJ Stroke will make one song go down. You will not make one tonight unless both you guys apologize to Bambi.
The deer?
Yeah, punk, the deer! I planted a bomb at an unknown place at the concert hall. So you see, I have full control.
As our story continues, TAZ has just received a message from a guy claiming to be down with Bambi.
The deer?
The deer?
Hell nah, niggas.
Beep.
Bambi, who is friends with Bren, is mad at TAZ, who was
that voice again.
Trying to see them both. Ha ha. Now this mysterious guy says he's planted a bomb at the concert hall. TAZ and DJ Stroke are now driving back to the concert hall.
Black, I'm not feeling this. That message sounds serious.
Serious satellite, for real. I hate to say it, but we may need to cancel Christmas, stop the concert.
Yeah, just in case this is nut does have a bomb planted.
I keep hearing this voice in my head. Anyway, let me call Miss Brooke, the head promoter of my concert, and we'll try to get this straight.
Yeah, I think you better, man.
Hello, Miss Brooks. Is this Miss Brooks?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is TAZ.
Oh, okay. Glad to hear from you. How's it going?
Well, we got a problem with the concert, Miss Brooks.
A problem?
Yes, there's a problem. There's two women that's chasing me, and one of their men had threatened to bomb the concert hall. And I'm calling to tell you that we're going to have to cancel because we don't want no...
Wait. What do you mean cancel? I got too much money in this.
I mean cancel, Miss Brooks. I don't want to die on stage and go kaboom. Black suits fill up the room. You know, I don't want to do that.
Well, what am I supposed to do? All the money I invested?
Miss Brooks,
I mean,
that's why I'm telling you.
How are you going to pay me back from this?
We're going to pay you back somehow, somewhere. I don't know, Miss Brooks. But,
you're right, you're going to pay me back.
Yeah, I'm going to pay you back. Me and DJ Stroke is going to try to pay you back. I mean, or we'll do another concert.
I don't know about this, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can trust you investing that kind of money again. I mean,
well,
I gave it to you in good faith. I mean, what am I getting out of this? I mean, I think I need something out of this. You need to show me something.
What do you suggest, Ms. Brooks? We'll do anything.
Anything?
Anything, Ms. Brooks. As long as we get out of this, you know, the debt we owe you and whatever.
Well, you know, there is a way you could work it off.
Yeah, and?
One hand washes the other, so to speak.
Yeah, I get you, but what are you talking about?
Well, you know, my husband, he hasn't been laying down the pipe lately, and got some plumbing that needs a little work, and...
So you want us to come and fix your sinks?
Yes, but you gotta get down deep.
See, I don't know anything about plumbing or fixing.
Don't worry, I'll show you everything you need to know.
Oh, but Miss Brooks, you, Mrs. Brooks, are you married, right?
Yes.
And
what does it? You wasn't worried about that when I gave you the money.
I wasn't thinking like that when I gave you the money, to be real, but Well, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to DJ Stroke, and we see what we can do. I mean, I'm the only one going to do some plumbing over there?
Oh, no. I have lots of pipe.
So DJ,
lots of pipe that need some plumbing.
So DJ Stroke involved in this too, huh?
Oh, yes.
We can't pay you the money, huh?
Nah, I don't need the cash, you know.
All right.
You know me. You know how I am. So I don't need the cash, but like I say, I have some pipe over here that needs some plumbing done to it.
Okay, Miss Brooks. Then I'll see what we can do about it.
Yeah, you make sure you do that. I'll be waiting.
So is it straight? We will cancel the concert, right?
Yeah, that's cool, but Mrs. Brooks, who is married, wants a piece of the TAZ and you too, DJ Stroke.
What?
Yeah, she said she wants to get us both at the same time.
Oh, no, a threesome.
She wants some plumbing done, dog.
So she wants us too to do some Drano action on her pipes?
More like unclogging a very deep, deep problem, dog.
Oh, my God, man.
They're draining. Will DJ Stroke and TAZ unclog some
voice.
Drains?
Was that a ghost in the
Will
trailer?
The two girls catch up to TAZ and give them the beat down? Will the concert ever happen? Sluts. More on the next Another
Babe.
Story.
Another story again, another story, number three, threesome, matter of fact. DJ Stroke,
yeah.
I know you were tripping when you heard Tressa on there.
You know, when I said Tressa the Undresser, I couldn't believe she was on there. I said, dang.
You forgot, didn't you?
Yeah, I forgot it was her going to be on there.
Hey, AC. Is AC there?
No, I think he had left in between.
Oh, no, he's still there.
Oh, he's still there?
But I'm waiting on him. Yeah. But, yeah, so that really got you right there, huh?
No.
I know you was laughing when you heard that. And I said, you talking about, is it good?
Hey,
are we good?
Nah, man, my little girl, she threw up. She ate.
She all right?
Yeah, I think she ate too much food, man. She been eating like this. I don't know if she trying to grow on me or what, but she eating anything and everything in sight. And then she threw up. Trying to go to the bathroom at the same time.
Hey. Well, what I'm gonna do is you can get in there. I'm gonna play number four.
All right, cool.
We're trying to get four in 30 minutes, and 30 minutes is gone. So this is number four of another story. The threesome is still on.
Bet.
Strobe are in a dilemma with Mrs. Brooks, the person responsible for promoting the now-canceled TAZ concert, all because two women wanted to get with TAZ and a friend of one of the women threatened to bomb the concert hall. Owing Mrs. Brooks the money she put into the concert, now TAZ and DJ Stroke are forced to pay her back with their bodies. Oh yeah, welcome to another story, where we find DJ Stroke at his crib thinking about the situation.
This is crazy. We're being forced to have sex with Mrs. Brooks. She a little freaky wanting us both. I can't believe this, yo. Nah, it can't go down like that. I'll call her and try to make a change of mind.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes, this is you.
This is DJ Stroke.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you called me back. Have you thought about my proposal?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Have you thought about my proposal?
Well, that's the problem. I did hear about it, and I thought about it and thought about it. I'm sitting back, and I'm like, that can't happen. I mean, you know, we had a good opportunity to work this out with the money, and I really believe that the money is definitely a good offer. You know, but this threesome is...
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. Let me tell you something. Number one, it really isn't about the money. Listen to me. I am pushing 50 years old, okay? I'm in the prime of my sexual life right now, and I need me some dick. Do you understand?
I understand. But, you know, I can't hear you, though.
It's not about the money.
Okay.
When I gave you my money, do you think I was investing my money because I believed in your cause? I believed in your plight.
But can you understand that it's not about the money? It's about morals, it's about respect. Can you understand what
morals?
I'm wait, yes.
No. Forget morals. Forget what listen. My husband, he's not doing the job. He's not getting it done. Do you know what it's like laying there with something? It's like a dead log.
And nah, I don't know.
I need what I need.
And that's where the respect comes in at. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Listen to me. I need some 100% USDA prime black Angus dick. Do you understand me?
And you think we got it?
Yes. When I saw you and you came to me needing the money, I thought, okay, one hand washes the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I give them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They give me what I want. Why do you think I never asked for the money back?
I understand.
It's time to pay up. The clock is ticking and the interest is growing. Now, what's it going to be?
Interest?
Yes.
Interest? When?
Yes.
When did we talk about interest?
Oh, that's interest on everything.
Wow. See, now you really got me sitting down thinking about this now.
And I want two for one. So what's it gonna be?
Well, I told you before, it's real difficult to, you know, bring this proposal to an end like that. Hey, punk! Surprise Stroke! What the hell?
Hello? Did you stroke? Stroke, are you there? Hello? What?
I need your head.
At the studio, TAZ is jamming and Bambi bursting.
Oh, man. Look here. Hell. Beep. You running in here interrupting my recording? You tripping, deer?
I am not a deer, fucker.
Beep. Oh, damn. What do you have to say? You ran in here for a reason. Now, what's up?
Listen to this tape, TAZ. It's about DJ Stroke.
DJ Stroke? Look, TAZ, we have DJ Stroke. And if you don't believe me, listen to this.
Yo, TAZ. Man, this punk and missus.
You see? I have DJ Stroke. Contact me through Bambi.
I'm sorry about.
Shut up, Bambi. You are just to blame. I think I know where DJ Stroke is.
You do?
Get out of here. Animals ain't allowed in the studio. Shoo, deer. Bad deer. Let me get out of here. Stroke Main, I'm on my way. Mrs. Brooks.
So does TAZ know where DJ Stroke is? Will Stroke be in a bad way before TAZ gets there? Also, is TAZ done with Bambi after shooing her away? More answers on the next Another Story.
Another Story 4. DJ Stroke, you still there?
Yeah, man. I'm out here.
I know you're tripping.
Getting all this throw up out of here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you got kidnapped. You forgot about that part too, didn't you?
I got hit upside the head to the white meat, man.
Is AC
I remember that, man, like yesterday. I like that one.
Yeah. And you remember talking to Miss Brooks too then?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's about the respect. I almost started spitting on the screen. It's about the Well, is AC on the line? AC there?
AC, I think it's gone, man.
Is Brian still open?
I think Tickle's still on.
Is she on?
Yeah, she's still on.
Okay. What are we gonna do? We 22 minutes down. I'm trying to get 8 in. So we're gonna go directly to number 5. DJ Stroke is kidnapped. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Man, I think Mrs. Brooks has something to do with DJ Stroke missing. It seems real odd that it goes down right when she wants us to do some plumbing on her wet drains, very wet drains. I think I'll call her and see what's up.
As we left you on Another Story, DJ Stroke got jacked, all because of Bambi's jealous male friend. Now TAZ is calling Mrs. Brooks, who fronted the money for the now-defunct concert. Oh, yeah, this is Another Story. Now TAZ goes to talk to Detective Swiss Smooth, the famous crime fighter who solved millions of crimes across the USA. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you have to wait until that ghost who follows me and DJ Stroke around starts talking.
Yeah, yes, I heard that voice. Anyway, so what's the problem?
Well, you see, Mr. Smooth, I need your help. My partner, DJ Stroke, is missing.
Missing?
Yeah, missing. Gone, Janet.
So you think it was a foul play?
Yes, this girl named Bambi.
The deer?
Yeah, that's her. That's her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She is down with the Black Widows.
Spiders?
No, son. A group of hoods here in the town. Let's get there and pay them a visit.
Damn. You think that's wise, going over there without backup?
I'm Swift's move.
Yeah, and?
I'm Swift's move, fucker.
Beep. Man, y'all gonna get enough of calling me fucker.
At the Black Widow's house.
Where am I?
You are here at our home.
Whose home?
The Black Widow's hideout.
Who the hell is Black Widow?
This dude paid us $5,000 to hold you here until we get the word.
The word?
We have to hold you against your will so we can get paid by the dollar bill.
What the hell do I need a singing villainess for?
You need to come people-like.
That's right, bud lady. We found my boy, DJ Stroke.
So what? I have a gun, too.
This looks like an old-fashioned standoff.
I'm standing off. I'm getting ready to shoot my gun.
You told me that last night. And that gun didn't work either.
Well, I needed some mouth to gun resuscitation.
More like mouth to a green bean.
Hey, y'all, let's get to the point. My boy DJ Stroke is being held hostage.
Unhand that ugly punk. Punk?
No, I will stand my ground.
I'm going to shoot all those big titties off the map.
I would aim at that little green bean, but I can't see it.
I'm shooting.
Bang, punk. I fooled you.
My finger's on the trigger.
Well, y'all shoot already.
Bang. Bang, punk. Bang.
Shut up, Bob.
I'm going to shoot your beep.
Now, Raider, go on, because these fools ain't going to shoot.
Shut up, fucker.
Beep. I'm going to shoot somebody calling me fucker.
Beep.
Man, shoot these fools and rescue me.
Will DJ Stroke be rescued? Will they ever shoot? Will TAZ still be a fucker? More on the next Another Story.
This is the voice for ATAZT Live. I want you people to go to zoomusic.com. That's ZOOMUSIC.com/ATAZT. I don't believe y'all heard me. Man, drop the music. I said ZOOMUSIC.com/ATAZT and pick up your copy of the new CD Beats Made from Heat Z Mitchells by TAZ. Yo, bring the music back up. Again, this is the voice for ATAZT Live Blog Talk Radio.
And got a CD. DJ Stroke, are you still there?
St-
still here, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Ron, do you know how to stutter?
I told you he stuttered.
That cat said, I'm like, man, I was laughing, about ready to laugh, and I didn't have the mute on. I started to laugh over the story.
Man, let me tell you, when he started stuttering, I just fell out.
He's acting like an old sergeant that I know back in the Army when we stationed in the Army. So that cat is stupid, and he acts just like him. So we're going to get into number 6 and 7. We're going to play 6 and 7 in a row.
All right.
So we got 14 minutes, 6 and 7 in a row. Right now, DJ Stroke just got rescued from being kidnapped, and the concert still ain't going on, and the girls are still mad, and the dude is too. 6 and 7 of another story, back to back.
Yo, Stroke. It's good to have you back, Chief.
Yeah. The Black Widow had me in a bind, but you know how it is. That dude named Swift and his stuttering ass saved the day.
Yeah, he was. Well, Mrs. Brooks gave me some insight on where and who had you. She was concerned after you dropped off the phone when you two were talking.
Welcome to another story. We find our two heroes talking about the rescue of DJ Stroke from the clutches of the Black Widow. But at another's location is where we find the dude who hates T.A.Z. for seeing Bambi. Hell no.
Beep!
Now, another story.
T.A.Z. and DJ Stroke! It's more than Bambi. Yeah, the deer. It's about my pride. It's about my manhood. I have to get even with them.
Hello, dude. I'm S.J. Cox. You told me to meet you here at the restaurant.
Yes, sir, I did. Have a seat.
Well, what is the nature of your business, dude?
Wait a minute. Why are you singing with everything you say?
I'm just talking, sir. I will show you my real singing voice. Somewhere over the rainbow.
That sounds like talking to me.
That was my singing voice, and I take this very personal.
Okay, no need to get your jockstrap in a knot.
How can I be of some assistance?
You see, I have a legal problem I need to take care of. Me and Mrs. Brooks ventured into a business loan to T.A.Z. about a concert he has not had yet. I want to sue him for the entire loan. $30,000.
I will draw up the necessary paperwork for you.
He's killing me. Look, I will pay you extra. If you had delivered it to him.
Yes, I can do that for you, dude.
At the T.A.Z. Productions Estate.
Yo, that's the new in your head. You feeling that, Stroke?
Yeah, man, that shit real nice.
What'd you say? Can't hear you with these headphones on.
I said, yeah, that's real nice.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Man, what's up with that loud singing?
See, yo, Social Security let you up in here?
Yes, they did. I'm lawyer S.J. Cox.
SJ Cox sounds like a clothing line to me, yo.
What's up with the singing?
Yeah.
I'm not singing.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not. That was my singing voice.
Damn! So, man, what's up? Already got lawyers, G.
Here. The letters is from dude.
The dude? That goes with Bambi?
The deer. I know her. Yes, that's the dude.
We're being sued.
Yes, sued.
What?
Will TAZ and DJ Stroke be sued? Oh, excuse me. Will TJ and DJ Stroke be sued? Will TAZ produce SJ Cox's next CD?
It will be spoken word because I'm not singing.
Next, on Another Story.
What brings you here, Mr. TAZ?
I'm being sued, Swift Smooth. I need your help.
My help?
Welcome to Another Story. TAZ is now being sued by the dude for not doing the concert. TAZ is meeting with the famous detective, Swift Smooth.
And lawyer?
Now famous lawyer.
Pancake, flipper, and cooker.
Yeah, right. Anyways, Smooth is there to help TAZ get out of trouble.
Well, fucker.
Beep!
What is that you need?
You're a famous lawyer, right?
Yes, I am, indeed.
I need some lawyering to help me with this $30,000 suit.
A suit that costs $30,000? I hope that suit is made with silk.
Are you sure your name is Swift? Man, just get me out of trouble.
Well, I will, and I shall.
The dude is preparing his case with lawyer J.S. Cox, the brother of the singing lawyer S.J. Cox, for court.
I can't wait to see the look on T.A.Z.'s face when he has to pay me 30,000 big ones.
You could be paying him on the counter suit.
Man, not you again.
What are you saying, dude?
I mean, with the singing, don't you talk regular?
Yes, I am talking regular.
You're not.
I am.
You're not.
This is my singing voice.
Look, I have all there is to win this case and my 45% fee.
Yes, we will both have some nickels in our pockets.
The court is ready for you to enter. A few minutes later.
All rise for the Honorable Black Widow presiding over the 23rd District Court.
You may be seated. The court recognizes the dude versus T.A.Z. Court is in order. Lawyer, J.S. and Cox brings your complaint before the court.
I have the necessary paperwork for you, Your Honor. May I approach the court?
What in the hell?
Beep!
All this singing about, man.
I'm not singing, Your Honor.
What the hell you say?
Beep!
This is my singing voice.
Oh, boy, you killing me, wearing me out, yo.
You think this is funny, ATZ?
That's TAZ, yo.
I don't care if it's ABC.
What?
You will respect this court.
Hey, you can talk to my client in that tone, Your Honor.
Not you again. Both you and ATZ can shut up until you are called to talk. Okay, singing man, present your case.
TAZ and DJ Stroke both was paid $30,000 by my
Your Honor, TAZ is really the only responsible party.
Thank you, Mr. Smooth. After saying one sentence for 1 hour, the court is pleased you're finished. Damn! Okay, Mr. Cox.
It's simple, Your Honor. TAZ didn't do a service for my client. Wants his money back.
Okay. I hate to say it. Swift Smooth, do you have anything for this charge?
Yes, I do, y'all. I like to call Mr. So-So to the stand.
Do you swear the truth, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you guys?
Yes, I do. Proceed, Swift Smooth.
So you are the owner of the concert hall?
I am.
And you know the dude?
Yes, I met him before.
And you say his voice is the one that call in the bomb threat the day of the concert?
Damn! He started long enough even I forgot the question.
Order, I say. Go ahead. Do you remember the question?
Yes, I know for sure the dude was the one who called the concert hall.
That's ludicrous! Move, bitch! Get out the way! My voice sounds like anybody else's!
Order! My damn court!
That will be all, Miss So-So. You see, Your Honor, my client was taken from the beginning. He could not do the concert due to sabotage.
I have come to a decision.
What will the Black Widow decide? Also, will J.S. Cox stop singing?
I can't stop. I won't stop.
Okay, Diddy. Also, will Swift Smooth talk straight?
I am talking straight.
I bet if he owed me $7,000, he would talk straight.
$7,000? Damn! I don't know anyone Black interrupting this story. Every five lines, any damn $7,000. I'm Swift Smooth, fucker.
Another story?
Oh, God.
I'm talking to myself.
No, you're not.
You damn man. Hey, y'all know you didn't hear it. I know you didn't hear that story. You wasn't there.
Well, I heard that, but I didn't. I wasn't there on that set.
No, you wasn't. Because she has wind in the
head. Yeah, it was DJ Stroke.
Hey, did you hear that I forgot a line because we waited for a minute?
Uh-uh.
I forgot a line. That's why they were all laughing. They were looking at the paper going, well, it's your turn. But they didn't want to say it out loud. You know what I'm saying? So that's another story, 6 and 7. We are at the 46-second mark of the show. We're going to continue recording offline. We got one more segment to play. And you can go back in the Z after and listen to the show when it comes back up online. DJ Stroke.
Yeah.
You got any last things to say?
Oh, man.
You just tripping.
I got to get back in on the set.
Yeah. It's killing you.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, I was having fun doing it, man. And we got to get the whole set back up, to get, you know, everybody together and just go back and do one for old time's sake. And
we'll have a live reading at the house party.
Okay, that'll work.
We're,
Blog Talk Radio.
We still recording. This is the Z After. I got one more, another story, number eight, and then we're going to go off and let DJ Stroke say his few minute lines, and then we're going to go off. Here's number eight, man, after the trial and everything. Okay. Another story.
Another story. The concert by TAZ was not performed. The dude has sued TAZ. Now TAZ is meeting with his good friend Nagabe, who owns several hundred Mitabala shops around town. Nagabe, hey, how are you, my meatball-selling friend?
Meatball's been very, very good to me, yeah. How are you, T.A.Z.?
I'm straight, dog.
Straight into poor house?
What are you talking about, Nagabe?
I'm talking about the dude who is suing you, yes?
That's why I'm talking to you now.
You need my help? Lucky I sold many meatball sandwiches. I have many, yes? T.A.Z., cool.
Yeah, real cool, man.
If I help you, you must do something for me.
For $30,000? Yeah. What is it?
Marry my daughter, Gooby.
Your daughter, Gooby?
She needs her U.S. citizenship.
Man, that's personal. What's up?
She needs her U.S. citizenship. You are Negro?
Yes.
You will be close to my skin color in few months. You can divorce her. I want my daughter here with me.
Man, $30,000, man. Okay, man, I'll do it.
Very well, sir. You are doing a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I help you. You help me. I give you free meatball sandwich.
Well, how does my wife-to-be looks? I mean, I need to know what Miss T.A.Z. is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All these women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabe. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, Baby Got the Back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot. Your daughter is borderline hefty. This marriage better be for a few months.
I don't know why she is so big. Maybe too many meatball sandwiches with cheese, you think?
Yes, yes, maybe so. You do own 100. At least that's what the narrator said.
I own 99. But meatball sandwiches are very good, yes. I've seen you and the other boogie.
Beige play. Person.
Beige person.
Oh, E. Yeah, he likes them also. Anyways, the money needs to be paid to the city court, so that will be over with and done with.
Yes, and we can plan my daughter Gobi's wedding.
Planning? Come on, man. Justice of the peace, dog. Low-profile wedding.
It has to be real, so the custom folks will believe it.
Damn! 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 Beep!
Don't worry. Gobi will be happy with the news. Singing rap story. T.A.Z. wants to marry her. All 300 pounds of her. Yeah. Wake up, T.A.Z.! Wake up, T.A.Z. I know maybe meatball sandwich will get you up and go. Narrator.
Yes, I'm taking over. Narrator will take over. Will T.A.Z. finally be out of trouble? Will he marry Nagobi's fat ass daughter?
Beep! She is hefty. You narrator will be banned from all meatball shops. All 99.
Another story. Come on, Nagobi. Just one more with cheese.
DJ Schultz.
Yeah.
You like that one, though? That was Waddy. He's gone right now. He had a couple. His father had just passed away a month ago, and I think he's doing some things for his mom out in California. All praises go out to Waddy, who was Nagavi in that scene. That's my boy right there. But he did have that accent down, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But he got to come back.
Yeah, he got to come back. He's pretty funny. It was pretty good. I know you was tripping on that one. I fell like all 300 pounds of her. 300 pounds.
Damn,
oh, man.
That is
Well, I'm glad you came on, DJ Stroke.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem doing that, man. I just had a busy, busy schedule.
Well, at least you had some fun.
Oh yeah. I want to be back next time too.
Yeah, and you know, when that, just let me know. Give me a call. Give me a holler. Let me know when you want to be back on, because I got some guests next week. I'm interviewing. Well, no, this is the No Spin Show next week, which everybody always want to listen to this, because I play music that gets no spins on the radio. But they get much love up in here.
I know that's right.
So I play a lot of stuff that people have never heard before. For 2 solid hours next week, I'll be on from 9:30 to 11:30, spinning straight funk all night long, giving you the information to the artists and letting you know where to go check the artists out and buy their CD. Because I play a lot of stuff mixed in with gospel songs and gospel hip-hop as well as regular hip-hop. The stuff you never heard before.
I know. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, so that'll be on next week. All you got to do next week, just go to the internet and go in the chat room. I open the chat room up for the show. And just go in there and you can hear it online.
Okay, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
And let me know it's you, because if you ain't logged in the Blog Talk, it'll just give you a guest number. And I won't know who the heck you are. Just say, this is DJ Stroke or something. Let me know something. Because you look like one in a number. Yeah, but, man, it was good having you on. And we'll get together and do something. We got to do something for the other show, too.
Okay, that'll work. Hey, let me finish up doing what I'm doing. And who's all listening and whose ears is attached to the DJ Stroke and the TAZ, we appreciate your time, appreciate your hospitality, even though you didn't speak. You know?
Well, take care, everybody. I'll see y'all next week. Z-Base, I yield.
Out. One.